My name is Mary Crowley and I'm a practicing traditional Irish musician. I hail from West Cork, Skibbereen, and I've been living in Kerry for 33 years, initially in Tralee, and now I'm based in Listowel with nearly 20 years. And I have been approached by the Teach Siamsa revitalisation, if we want to call it that, or to teach tunes such as marches, polkas, waltzes to the local community who might be interested in reviving and going out on the Ran on the 26th of December.
Mary, tell me a bit about why that you wanted to start to revive this now.
Well, Kai, as you know, in North Kerry, West Limerick, parts of West Cork where I'm from, and I suppose a good deal of the country, I can think of Wexford and Waterford. The Ran tradition was a huge thing. The Ran boys would come around from house to house. Generally, they would play music, entertain people. They'd be given probably remnants of the Christmas dinner and a few toasheens, and they would be invited to play music, and a set might occur or a half set. And the general idea in the past was that money would be collected for themselves, and on the 1st of February or in around that time, the tradition, particularly down in West Cork and the Borland Valley and in the Maelock Valley, was that they would go to some place, run a biddy ball, as they'd call it, have barrels of porter and a good time out, and they'd kind of put on their costumes once again. In other parts of the country, maybe it was curtailed just to the 26th. I know the tradition is huge in Dingle and that they have competing factions, for want of a better word. Maybe they are factions that love to go out, and you have the John Street and you have the Goat Street Rans in Nangany Coote. So it is a big tradition, and I've even been to weddings myself in the Daisha region in Waterford, where halftime entertainment, or before people get the late tea and sausage rolls at a wedding, the local Ran boys would come in and they'd be in full straw regalia, and they would entertain, play music, dance, general all good time.
Yeah, so anything that would bring a smile to people's faces.
Yes, and very much they were part of the community. And they're locals, you know, they would be locals within their own community. Now, of course, when I was growing up in West Cork, we would be very excited to see everybody turn up to come. That would turn up at the front door for the Ran. But over time, I went on the Ran myself around Bantry, Kilcrohan, Ahekista, places like that. It was kind of a bit more organised. You go off on the bus for the day, frozen with the cold, wearing the fingerless gloves so that you could play those notes on the accordion. But you'd spend the day usually fundraising for something. It was more selfless, we'll say. It was for the community, maybe the local primary school, the local GA, or maybe a local bus that takes people to Cork for hospital treatments, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was approached by Susan Motherway, who is, with the blessing of Father Pat O'Hearn, she is doing her best to bring together a whole load of initiatives that will push out Teach Siamsa in Fuinneog into the front of everybody's mind, in terms of this is a place for the community to gather to basically revive traditions, develop skills in the performing arts, be they in the traditional performing arts or otherwise. I understand there's a Kirkle Cora Ershul. I think there will be Ukrainian music classes there. And do you know what? You'll have to get Susan in to tell you all about that. But there will be a huge variety of performing arts available. And my role will be to teach between here and Christmas. We're going to start on September the 29th. A whole range of tunes that are associated with the Ran or the North Kerry area, polkas, marches, perhaps some waltzes. I'm thinking of the Fields of Shannon Golden. That's a beautiful tune, and it's associated with Sean McCarthy, who was from Fuinneog. There was the Booty Man was a polka that was associated, or a march that was associated, I should say, with the Bedford area outside Listowel. I'm learning myself, I must add, as I go through preparing for this. And the classes will be open to all levels and all age groups. So currently there is a good number that have registered. So
have you been surprised with that, the amount of people that want to go forward?
Not really, because I think in North Kerry people are very good at coming together to kind of do as to take initiative to kind of bring community together and have a to be out socialising basically and having the crack.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot in it, isn't there?
There is a lot in it, yeah. So my role is, I suppose music is probably a big part of it, because that's, you know, people love to see and stamp out the music and bait out the rhythm, as one would say. But yeah, so that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also, it's fantastic because with these classes as well, is you're getting support from the Kerry ETB as well.
I understand that the Kerry ETB have given support to the classes. Michelle Houlihan was mentioned to me, put all her faith in us to get this initiative up and running. And I think it's great because it's social music making in the community.
Yeah, I can actually picture it now because, you know, with most classes, you're kind of building up for, let's say, competitions or things like that. And there's a lot of pressure involved.
But absolutely.
When you have the idea of the RAN that you actually are going out, having the crack, raising funds, and like even if maybe if you mess up a small bit, it's okay. Like it's not the end of the world. This is
no, it's all about being hearty and enjoying it. And, you know, feeling good about, you know, bringing something to people's homes. I mean, we're not sure yet whether the route will kind of involve going to pubs or maybe some of the villages, maybe just some locations within the villages. Maybe there might be an odd house that is known to be very receptive to receiving the RAN over past years. But all of that will be decided by the groups themselves. So it's kind of self-directed. And as I said before, they can decide, you know, what way we'll go. I presume, you know, that the itinerary would take in, you know, like Sna, Liselton, parts of Listowel, maybe go as far west as Babydorney. Mm. Anyway, it'll return to McCarthy's Fanoog, which is always a great house.
And when's the deadline for people to register? Is that gone, or is it the fact that maybe they can turn up on the 29th?
I understand that there has been a good number that have already registered. There is a social media presence on Instagram and Facebook, so I assume that there are ways to make connections there. Mm-hmm. But equally, turn up on the 29th. Nobody's going to be turned away. 7 p.m. on Monday, September the 29th.
And instruments wise, what do you need? What should people bring, or should they just bring their curiosity?
Bring an instrument. I would imagine that we will have musicians that already play a little bit. Bring an instrument, accordions, fiddles, banjos. I will be teaching the tunes rather than, you know, improving your overall technique within that instrument or on that instrument. I understand that the Baráin made its way into traditional Irish music through John B. Keane's The Field, when it was performed on the Abbey. And there's that lovely, rousing Baráin intro to the song, Oh, they murdered lovely Sive, 'cause she would not be a bride. And there are, you know, there are lots of bits and pieces like that that connect the Baráin to North Kerry. And so that'll feature as well. Matt, as I said, will be dealing with that. Please come, see what you make of it, try it out. You'd be surprised. You probably know a lot of people that will turn up. And as I said, all levels, all ages.
Robert Kennedy.
Robert, you are here today because you are associated with this whole Ren Boys tradition that's coming through here at Chok Shimsa in Fanuig. But you were approached because of your background with the Ren Boys. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, that's correct, Kaya. I suppose I'm originally from Dingle. Dingle, just back the road from Tralee, and I've been living in Tralee since 2008. And I would have had a big tradition of being involved with the Ghost Street Ran in Dingle, through my fathers and my uncles, who would have kind of spearheaded it in the '70s, a revival of the Ghost Street Ran, and through that I would have got involved in the Ran as really for fun with my cousins as a day out. And I suppose we learned how to play the drums, we learned bits of music, tin whistles, and I thought part of that was making the straws and getting all the preparations ready for the RAN as well. So that's kind of how I got into it. And
when you were younger then, you said, you know, you kind of learned the drums and whatnot. Did you have much experience playing any instruments?
I when I was in secondary school, there was efforts made by some of the teachers, and some of the Fergus Flaherty as well was involved in it, from the Green and Gold Ran, that they were trying to get I suppose a tradition of music in the town, and they would have had classes, but it kind of faded out. But thankfully it's strong again within the primary school there. I know Aoife Granville does an awful lot of work there. There's actually children's ran the morning of the Ran's Day in Dingle, and they go out at 11 o'clock, and that's really feeding the Ran's hopefully into the future in Dingle. Mm. And that'll keep hopefully the tradition going when we get too old to walk
no
around
such
the town.
Thing. Mary spoke to me a bit about how she will be teaching the tunes and whatnot. But you're going to be teaching the craft side of this. So tell us a bit about this and the importance of the costumes.
Yeah, I suppose going back again to when I was a teenager, 90s in Dingle, we would have, myself and my cousins, my brothers, my cousins, we would have went up to James Curran's pub in Dingle, the yards in the back there, and we would have given him a hand kind of pulling the straws and preparing them to make them for the suits. And bit by bit, as needs must, other people must step up. So myself and some of my cousins would have made the straws and learnt the technique. It's basic, it's monotonous, but it's still, I suppose, something traditional that needs to be kept alive. So so I was approached in by Susan Motherway, to give them a dig out with the Ran that they're setting up in Tak Siamsa. And so we haven't the date finalised yet, but it's in progress. So we'll be making the straws out there. I'll be doing a workshop on it and teaching that tradition to people that have an interest in it. And we're going to make two suits this year. So I suppose the suits themselves, there's three pieces really in it. You have the skirt, you have the shoulders, and then you have the headpiece. And
itchy?
Now, I suppose it's difficult enough to keep it on all day, but I suppose the headpiece would be. But I suppose that's where the real craft is. You can be elaborate as you want with the headpiece, and you can intertwine then the colours of your ran into the headpiece, or you might have a wren, a bird, or you know, something to kind of
attach on. What's it like, you know, for you now being able to teach this tradition, as you say, to hopefully go on for years and years? It must be special.
Yeah, it is. I suppose it is. Something that means an awful lot to the people of Dingle, to me as well, the Ran's Day. So to see it developing in North Kerry would be something nice to hand on to people there as well. So hopefully it'll go from strength to strength. And look, I suppose like everything, it starts small, and over time, if it's carried on year after year, the tradition will stay there. And like in Dingle, it would... You couldn't see a year without a Ran's Day in Dingle. The Ran's Day in Dingle races are two key days in
there'd be something very wrong if it didn't go ahead.
Exactly. So hopefully that will blossom and grow in North Kerry, and this will be the start of it.
So Robert, will you be marching out with Dingle or North Kerry this year? So for the Ran.
On the 26th, I'll be in Dingle anyway for sure. That's back to meet all the people down there, and it's a fabulous day. Loads of people from Tralee come out. There's colour, there's music. It's not only locally, it's important locally, but you have a lot of people who are free that day. They're looking for something to do, and I'd meet an awful lot of people from Tralee that come out with their children for a few hours. Mm-hmm. And something really special for all involved.
Yeah, and it would be beautiful for the likes of, you know, Listowel and Fenuig and whatnot for this year coming. But again, it's getting numbers and stuff like that. So they will see you at the classes at some point when you are giving out that workshop.
Yeah, it's going to be on in McCarthy's Bar in Fenuig. It'll be a date in October. I'll have suits made first, just to give them an example of it, and then we'll have a workshop there, and hopefully that it'll go from strength to strength, and that North Kerry will have its own Ran's Day as well. So
yeah,
very great for everyone involved.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, Robert, thank you so much for letting us know a bit about that, and we'll see if we can try and make both of the wrens on the day.
Exactly. Thank you very much.